some other stuff, but it's kind of important when you talk dealing with tanks when you're down there anyway. So hopefully we gave you some ideas. So let's move on. We have a question here. This was sent to us by Brian, and he had a question about 12-volt wiring. So let's see if we can play this thing.
Hey, Tim and Colin. Brian in Colorado again with my 75 Xella, and I was working on the 12-volt wiring here and was wondering for, say, the fantastic vents and etc., do I need to run a separate wire for each one of the vents? Can I daisy chain these? And if so, do I just tee the line there and solder and heat shrink it, or should I have some sort of accessible junction, you know, like you would have with 120 volt circuits? Also, along with this, what all needs to have its own ground run to it? Is there a current limit to where it's not acceptable to just ground it to the chassis, or and so on? You know, like a power ports, the vents, etc. Also, thanks for the answers about my "what's this for" photos, and very interesting about especially the tandem axle wheel chocks there. I don't think those are probably still functional necessarily, but interesting to know what they do. Finally, I can't wait to hear back from Colin about my axles and get those figured out and get them ordered, so hopefully get them here and get them put on before winter arrives here in the mountains. Anyway, thanks guys, cheers.
All right, thanks for sending it in, Brian, appreciate that.
Oddly enough, I spoke with him several hours ago.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Did you get his axles straightened out? We need to know.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, he's in Colorado somewhere, and we're looking for... I'd already got a shipping quote, and then they're looking for potentially a freight terminal pickup as well, which is another possibility. But
cool. So the first question, wiring multiple, I guess, fantastic vent fans, 12-volt wiring.
Yeah.
Can you just go, you got to home run those back to the fuse box, or can you go tandem one to the next?
Well, typically what we do, because we put in new DC fuse boxes anyway, we end up with more circuits. We would normally run those back. We try and use up the circuits if we can. You know, there's these boxes that go in, they're either 9 or 12 circuits, whereas the original ones were like 2 circuits or something. So you got a lot of wiggle room there.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's certainly a possibility. I don't know if the draw on them is really beyond a 15-amp fuse anyway.
No, I wouldn't think so on those fans.
But and certainly the ground, we go right to a rib, and don't use a rivet with an eye on the end of it. You know, use what we would typically do is use a machine screw and a Nylock nut, and literally bolt that eye to the rib, because we've seen numerous times, not necessarily with fantastic vents, but oftentimes, you know, when the factory whip comes into the front wall of the trailer, and the white wire, the big heavy white wire, they'd put an eye on it, and they would put a rivet through the rib.
Mm.
And these things are loosey-goosey.
Yeah, for sure. They wiggle. I mean, it's just clamping two things. It's not really, yeah, I can see how that would get loose after a while.
And that becomes your main ground coming from the tow vehicle.
Yuck.
Okay. Right. So it's not good. So use something more than a rivet in there. I mean, a screw is one thing, but you can get vibrations and stuff. And that is accessible, you know, when you take the trim bezel down from your ceiling. So you should be able to see that wire and the eye that you and the machine screw and nut.
Yeah, I mean, if it was me, I mean, I sound like you have a lot out. Maybe the ceiling's out or something. I don't know if you're running new wires, but I would run new wiring. I wouldn't do. I mean, you could go from one vent to the next vent, but you're asking about splicing with heat shrink tubing and solder and stuff. I would stay away from that because. You know, wire's pretty cheap. It would just make your joint at each fan. so that if you needed to, you could pull the bezel down, like Colin mentioned, and you could get to the joint. That way, because it's not so much maybe the joint's going to come apart, but maybe whatever you seal it with, maybe the heat shrink tubing, or if you use tape or something like that, over the years, dry out differently than the wire. So, yeah, I wouldn't put any joints in the wire that you couldn't get to. Just go from